A lot of us have been tuned into the Olympics this week, but it's good to remember that some young people have their own private races. Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we meet Hezekiah Reed, a senior from Ponitz Career Technology Center.
My name is Hezekiah, which means God's strength. All my life, I felt I was different. My teachers and adults in my life would say I had a nice smile. But one thing that really set me apart was my voice. Some people would think that I was a girl just from the way that I talked. When I was in fifth grade at Rosa Parks Elementary, I used to get bullied a lot. Kids at my school would call me names like Gay and Mickey Mouse. And those words did hurt my feelings a lot. But I tried to drown it out, ignoring them as much as I could. But the jokes just kept coming. Sometimes I couldn't even focus on my schoolwork. I was stressed out in fifth grade. I remember I had a hard time learning my multiplication tables. I really didn't learn anything, to be honest, because of the consistent bullying. Eventually, the last few months of fifth grade, I started to stand up for myself. One day, I was walking home from school, and I saw one of the boys that bullies me with his big brother and their friends. I had a really bad day at school. I got called names all day, and it was raining, and my umbrella was broken, and I was just not in the mood. The bully walks up to me and hits me in the face. So at this point, I've had it. I was sick of this. I pulled my arm back and hit him in his head so hard. This boy walked away. I was so happy after that. Everyone that bullied me didn't bully me anymore. Word must have got around school. I didn't get bullied as much. People still talked about me, but nobody wanted to fight me anymore. But then more drama happened. Life still had its ways of getting me down. My freshman year, due to issues at home, I had lived with my adoptive parents, my grandma, my sister, my friend, then back to my adoptive parents, and then now I'm living with my friend and her family. So yeah, I had a lot going on. I couldn't even get to school on time. I would get to school at third period. No one would take me to school. I didn't have bus fare. Didn't really have friends I thought I could ask, so I would walk. I was a freshman with just about all F's most of the time. It was just like I didn't have help. I really didn't know how to get help, so I kept to myself. I had so much depression in me, I felt like I always wanted to cry. But one day I heard these kids talking about track. I knew you ran track, but I didn't really know too much about it, so I just go out for track. I was the fastest on the team. I was ready to run track. I had something that made me feel like I was important and strong. I made it to nationals this summer for summer track in the 200 meters and in the 4x400, which was amazing, by the way. My times have dropped in track due to hard work from the support of coach and the friends I have made along the way. My grades got better my junior year. I started to make honor roll, then high honor roll, which I have never done before. My senior year is going so great right now. I started the first quarter off with all A's. I couldn't be any happier. I could be a victim all my life about people who have hurt me, but it's my life, and I promise you, with everything I've got, I will succeed in life. Every obstacle that comes in the way of my life, best believe, I will run right through it. For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponitz High School, this is Hezekiah Reed.
That's a story entitled The Champion, written and produced by Hezekiah Reed, a senior at Ponitz High School. Special thanks to Jeff Crowell and Joanne Biscup at Ponitz. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.